call the meeting to order. And it's that time of the year for us to reorganize. So I will turn the meeting over to our director.
First, we need to do the oath.
Oh, before we even do that?
Yeah, we'll do that first so that you all are duly sworn in.
Okay.
What I'll do is if I can go down to the podium, Mr. Chairman, to do that. We'll do these all at one time. Turn my phone off. That would be awkward in the middle of the oath. Somebody called. So they're all the same. And what I'll do is I'll just say aye, and then we'll go to the line, starting with Mr. Hopkins, everybody. And then we'll continue through that. And if you could all just repeat after me. So aye.
Aye. Me.
Keller Hopkins.
No. Robert Keller Hopkins.
Yeah.
Bowie Stevenson.
Robert Carl Wheeler.
Holly Jo Wingate.
John Bruce Mears.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
To carry out the responsibilities.
To carry out the responsibilities.
As a member of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
As a member of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging.
Freely acknowledging.
That the powers of this office.
The powers of this office.
Flow from the people that I am privileged to represent.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
I further swear always.
I further swear always.
To place the public interests.
Place the public interests.
Above any special or personal interests.
Above any special or personal interests.
And to respect the right of future generations.
And to respect the right of future generations.
To share the rich, historic, and natural heritage of Delaware.
To share the rich, historic, and natural heritage of Delaware.
In doing so.
In doing so.
I will always.
I will always.
Uphold and defend the Constitution.
Uphold and defend the Constitution.
Of my country and my state, so help me God.
Of my country and my state, so help me God.
Congratulations, everyone. You're duly appointed for another year. And if you all could sign these.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Did you get your phone?
Right now we can proceed with the reorganization.
All right. This time we'll turn the meeting over to our executive director.
Thank you. At this time, please could I open nominations for the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the next year?
I nominate Mr. Wheatley.
A second.
Thank you. We have a nomination for Mr. Wheatley. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second to close the nominations process?
Make a motion to close the nomination process.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Mrs. Stevenson, seconded by Mr. Hopkins to close the nominations. So by roll call vote, Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Ms. Wingate?
Aye.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Howie Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
Motion carried. So we have a motion for Mr. Wheatley to be chair. Can I have a motion and a second for Mr. Wheatley to be the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the next year? So
make that motion that Mr. Wheatley be the chair of the Planning Commission.
Motion by Ms. Wingate, seconded by Mr. Hopkins. So by roll call vote, Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Ms. Hopkins? Mr. Hopkins, sorry. And then Ms.
I'm good with that
Mr. Hopkins. Ms. Howie Stevenson.
They. Yes.
And Mr. Wheatley. Okay. Motion is carried 5-0. Congratulations to Mr. Wheatley. Next, please could I open nominations for the vice chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the next year?
I nominate Ms. Howie Stevenson.
Second.
Thank you. So we have a nomination for Ms. Howie Stevenson. Do we have any other nominations for vice chair? Seeing none, can I have a motion and a second, please, to close the nominations process?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hopkins, seconded by Mr. Wheatley. So by roll call vote, Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
And Ms. Howie Stevenson?
Yes.
Thank you. So we have a nomination for Ms. Howie Stevenson for vice chair. Can I have a motion and a second, please?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hopkins, seconded by Mr. Wheatley. And then so by roll call vote, Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
And Ms. Howie Stevenson?
Yes.
Unanimous. So the motion is carried 5-0. Congratulations to Ms. Howie Stevenson. Next, I will hand the meeting over to Mr. Wheatley as the appointed chair for the next year to select the Commission's secretary for the next year to sign off on plans on behalf of the Commission. Staff would suggest, Mr. Chairman, that the Commission select the Director of Planning and Zoning and the Assistant Director of Planning and Zoning and their appointed designees. So.
Okay, can we hear a motion to that effect?
I do make that motion.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to appoint those recommended by our Executive Director to sign plans for the county. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you all.
That's okay. All right, that little item of business being done. First order of business then is to approve the agenda. I think we do have a few changes. I want to review those for us, Mr. Whitehouse.
Mr. Chairman, staff would request that we remove change of zone number 1933, Route 54 Limited Partnership, and also change of zone number 1934, Route 54 Limited Partnership. Both of those applications are going to be re-noticed and for a future hearing date before the Commission. We would also request, Mr. Chairman, that old business item CU 2236, Carl M. Freeman Companies, be moved up the agenda to before other business in reference to Mr. Sharp's time. So.
Okay, good. All right, so
make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the June 10, 2021 meeting.
Unless anyone had any revisions, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the June 10th, 2021 meeting as circulated.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 10th, 2021 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, next item of business is from our old business agenda, and this will be conditional use number 2236, Carl M. Freeman Company.
Mr. Chair, I will abstain.
Okay.
And as am I, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Sharp is covering for me, as he did on the hearing. Same with this decision.
All right. Thank you. Noted.
And Mr. Chairman, I recall that Mr. Hopkins was not at the hearing, but I don't know if Mr. Hopkins has had a chance to review the materials and the testimony.
I did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, sir.
I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use 2236 for Carl M. Freeman Companies for a hotel and restaurant based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, while the site is designated as a coastal area on the comprehensive plan, the proposed hotel and restaurant is too intensive for the area. It's not compatible and would be out of character with the surrounding properties and does not promote the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Two, the parcel consists of approximately 9.2 acres and the applicant proposes to develop the parcel with a 70-room hotel and an 8,500 square foot restaurant. The parcel was formerly part of a larger parcel which was largely undeveloped and contained significant wetland areas, but is now otherwise being developed for a 70-lot subdivision. Three, as noted, this use is too intensive and inappropriate for the site, particularly since the site is environmentally sensitive. This site was just west of the ditch that connects the Little Assawoman Bay from the Big Assawoman Bay. The applicant has acknowledged that this site has 4.89 acres of federal and state wetlands. In the PLUS review, Denerec noted the entire parcel has wetlands associated with hydric soils and will be significantly impacted by permanent inundation of this future sea level rise, inundation of future sea level rise. Nearly all of the parcels are situated within the 100-year floodplain. Four, the use is not a residential project and is a commercial enterprise in the middle of a predominantly residential area. The proposed hotel and restaurant are not in character with the surrounding use and therefore are incompatible. Five, the application is not essential or desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area where it is located. This project will result in a significant increase of traffic congestion in the area that already is congested. 6, the application does not promote the health, safety, and general welfare of the public in that it increases in an emergency response time will be due to increased traffic, which will adversely affect the care of residents in the area, particularly since there are only a few ways to reach nearby Fenwick. 7, based on the record, the application would be detrimental to the health, safety, and general welfare of the public, neighboring property owners, and pedestrians and motorists in the area, in that much of the surrounding area consists of residential developments and of various sorts. That the proposed hotel is not residential in nature, and rather is a commercial venture designed to attract transient vacationing guests to the area. That the restaurant is also a commercial use. That the site is located in a flood zone, and that the property will put current residents in the area, as well as emergency response teams, at risk in the event of evacuations or emergencies. Based on the record, the proposed use, which includes outdoor recreation space and outdoor restaurant seating with music, will create an increase in noise level, which, along with increased traffic concerns, will be disruptive to the residents in the vicinity and is not compatible with existing residential use that largely surrounds the property. 9, the applicant's proposal will result in fewer parking spaces than is required by code, and the proposed shared parking proposal would not be likely to address this shortfall. This area is already congested, and the reduction of parking spaces will likely exacerbate the area's congestion and will negatively affect the character of the neighborhood. 10, the commission received 160 letters and emails, some of which may be duplicates, expressing opposition to the project. These communications have come from parties who live in the surrounding communities. Finally, there were 26 people present at the Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing in opposition to the application. Mr. Chairman, for all those right reasons, I recommend denial of this conditional use.
Second.
Okay, so we moved and seconded to recommend denial. Is there any discussion before we call a vote?
No, I think he said pretty much what I was thinking. So.
All right. Anyone else? Mr. Hopkins?
I mean, in listening to the tape, it's kind of more of the same thing. There's, you know, a lot of people want to be able to look out over top of somebody else's land and see the sky or see the water or see something. And I wonder if they would have the same perspective if it was their land and they were trying to, you know, do something with it. So I'm kind of sensitive towards, that type of perspective. Just because you have 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 people that feel like they should be able to tell you what you should be able to do with your land, I don't think that's a healthy direction to move in. So I disagree.
I see your point, Mr. Hopkins, but in this case, I think the commercial use that they're talking about was higher density and more traffic than would be other uses that could go there. So I'm not saying I don't think it should be developed, I'm just saying, or that it shouldn't be.
I mean, I also have problems with sweeping generalizations and like superfluous, gestures, like the folks that are living in that area who have a house that's this big, like myself. I mean, when my kids all come home for Christmas, Joanne and I go down to the hotel and stay because the house isn't big enough for everybody. So, I mean, I think that there's a place for a hotel to accommodate, you know, a development where, you know, kids come home or people come for stop in to see you and they want to spend time with you, but there's not room for them. So, I mean, I don't know how somebody can conclude that this would not serve that need.
to say that I actually thought that that the fact that there wasn't a hotel in the area was perhaps a reason to have one there for that reason, and that restaurants are what's happening down there. It's essentially an infill project, and what it gets infilled with, I guess, is what we're discussing. But I understand that, you know, that there are differences of opinion on this application. That's certainly not a bad thing. Because we have four voting members, I just want to remind you, number one, that an affirmative vote is a vote for the motion to deny. Okay, because we don't normally see them that way. It's a motion to deny. If we are 2-2, the ordinance requires us to have three affirmative votes for a motion. Okay, for a motion to pass. So the if it's 2-2, the motion will fail. Okay. Then after that, if that happens, if the motion fails, then our choices are to have a different motion. You could move to approve, you could move to table, or we could let it go forward. It will go forward as a denial, but the reason for denial will not be the motion. The reason for denial will be that it did not get three affirmative votes. Okay, so let's vote. Let's see how we turn out, and then we'll decide.
Also, I was down there this weekend.
Yeah.
And for them not having the parking that was required, that area was already full. That little road, stub road that's already there, there were cars parked in it. There were cars parked on the side of the road. There were cars, so there's already a parking issue there.
Exactly, and then the reduced parking request is going to create overflow to the streets that are already handling not enough parking for the three businesses that are there. My motion really wasn't driven by the amount of opposition. It was driven by a great idea in the wrong location.
Well, and I think everybody on this commission appreciates where you're coming from.
Thank you.
The good thing about the process we have here in our county is that we are making a recommendation. We make a recommendation. And then the applicant will, you know, have their hearing in front of county council. County council will make a final decision. So they have the opportunity to address the things. And I think some of them can be addressed. The shared parking thing bothered me too. I'm not delighted about it. I'm not waving the flag for this one, but I do think there are some things that could be addressed along the way. But we appreciate appreciate the time and thought that went into it, and let's take a vote, see how we turn out. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2236, Carl M. Freeman Companies, for the reasons stated in the motion. And I'm going to call the roll. Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
No.
Okay, and the chair votes no. We are deadlocked 2-2. Our choices are to let it go forward and deny, which I'm okay with. I don't know that anything would change unless someone would like to reconsider a different motion. I'm sure no one has a motion ready at the ready this evening, so I'm not sure that's going to happen. But if you wanted to, you could defer action on it and take another shot at it at a later time, or we can simply just let it go forward as a denial based on the fact that it did not receive three affirmative votes. Anyone have a?
I'm fine with it going forward as a denial.
Me too, okay. Because I think if we had a motion to approve, we'd have the same 2-2 voting.
I think you would.
So it would just.
So under that, Mr. Chairman, then it would be pursuant to Planning and Zoning Commission Rule 5.5. The commission recommends the applicant did not get three affirmative votes, so the recommendation is for denial.
Recommendation's for denial because the applicant did not get three affirmative votes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I don't think.
I don't think you need, you don't need a motion because.
It just automatically happens.
Just does.
Okay? All right, thank you, everyone. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.